Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast. WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Wednesday, October 29. Year of our Lord 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it is 9:23 and change. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America, the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga and his great company, Basiliga Hospitality, like James Wilson, Scranton, Eugene Costco, Fell Township, Joe Arcuri, Scranton, friends all, the United States of America, founded with the certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible founding fathers that the government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our direction, our salvation. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. Freedom couldn't be parceled out to groups. It couldn't be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Whether they lie or not is irrelevant. They're free to do it. We know better. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because we had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, and let you know that we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for you in a world where an entire political party has gone insane, the Democrats, and the establishment is along for the ride, whether they be global or within this country. They're trying to destroy our lives, destroy our freedoms. They're uncomfortable with our freedoms because it gives them less control. My word. Did I gavel to order, Bulldog? I don't even know if I did. Did I? All right. Well, I was caught in the traffic. But that's not why we ran the whole Kennedy thing. I listened to it last night. And I said, man, this is like right on everything. And it's really... So I sent it to the Bulldog. And the Bulldog goes, you know, it's 13 minutes, don't you? And I said, oh, darn. Well, don't run it. Well, in the meantime, I get caught in the traffic. Now, I get here anyway pretty much on time because I avoid that part of 81. And, but I said, this is too good. It's too straight. It's just great straight talk. It's reassuring talk for a lot of people that are worried. And it's telling you what it is. Now, yesterday, I was down at, went down to WBRE. They're launching, I guess, company-wide, Nexstar. I guess they're about the largest television group in the country. Started right here in Northeast Pennsylvania, by the way, by a guy named Perry Sook, who's still the head of the whole show. Anyway, they're doing this thing. It's not on your computer. You have to use it through your smart TV. You have to find the app. And only through your smart TV. I told them, well, it's accessible to tens of millions of people, but nobody's going to see it. But it was fun. Andy Michalczyk, he is a great guy. And he plays it right down the middle. Old school journalist. And anyway, he interviewed myself and the chairman of the Democrat Party. We went back and forth on issues. Now, it was enjoyable. And I love my guy Andy Wyatt, who runs YOU and BRE. But even a nice, reasonable guy like the Democrat Party chairman in Luzerne County is still stuck on these insane talking points. And our guy, Fetterman, I don't want him to be our senator, but he is calling them out for their lies on everything, basically. Now, here's something that I don't know why it dawned on me this morning, but it did. And this is just goes back to proof of the left and the establishment, the swamp, all the things you want to call it. Have you heard anybody in the Democrat Party talk about climate change lately? Anybody? Now remember, they rebranded it from global warming to climate change. And when you rebrand something, you know it's fake. You know they're making it up. You know they're using it as a way to enrich themselves and control you. And I'm not one of these. I'm not wearing a tinfoil hat. But have you heard anybody talking about global warming? Have you heard anybody talk about climate change? That's why they're talking. All right, now, so if the end of the world is coming, AOC et al., if it's coming in a couple of years, why are you worried about the White House ballroom? Why are you worried about Obamacare and its failure, abject failure, which is what this is all about? Crazy. And that proves all they're doing is they're trying to grab issues to win power so they can control you. Find me. I have not found a clip of a Democrat or a leftist or an establishment clown talking about global warming and climate change in months. Isn't that fascinating? It proves they're making it up. Remember, you remember the pandemic, the scamdemic. My friend Steve calls it that, and I unfortunately had come to, I've come to the same conclusion. It was a scam. Remember, they were letting millions of people into this country and flying them all over the country, untested, unvaccinated, at the same time they were firing essential workers and first responders and others for not taking the shot. This is, it's about control of your lives. Believe me, it is. It has nothing to do with the issue of the day. It has to do with them grabbing and holding power and you acquiescing to their control. Period. Yeah, somebody says the only thing I saw about climate change is Bill Gates finally admitting that climate change will not affect us all. Well, while the government's closed down, and he admits the truth. I haven't heard his clip. And I'm sure he'll renounce it once he gets heat. Because they're like, well, wait a minute. We're going to need the climate change scam once the government shutdown is over, once Trump leaves office. We're going to need the climate change scam. In the meantime, Donald Trump, an absolute foreign policy tour de force in the Far East. And he'll oversell it. I understand. He'll oversell it. It's the best deals ever, and he'll brag about deals before they're finished and all. I get it. But he gets genuine respect on the world stage. The United States is back. And if you don't agree to that, and you think Joe Biden gave us respect on the world stage, no. You know what he gave us? Oh, we can take advantage of the Americans again. This is great. America's a candy store for the foreigners now. Not anymore. He gets true respect. Amazing. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and one of his great companies we're featured today, which is Basiliga Hospitality. Three of the best bar restaurants in Northeast Pennsylvania and beyond. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township, Far Street Tavern, and the great Trips Park section of West Scranton. Queen City Tavern in the great Queen City of Oliphant. Fine dining, yeah, we got that. A modern take. Top shelf, a Terra 519, downtown Scranton. The Stegmeyer Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. Oh, that's the Mary Stegmeyer Mansion. Available as a bed and breakfast. The Fred Stegmeyer Mansion, also South Franklin Street, Wilkes-Barre. Well, an old friend, Jim Wilson, Scranton. He passed away at 79, September 11th. He was suffering from metastatic cancer. He leaves behind his beloved wife, Nancy, his high school sweetheart and wife of 55 years. Jim was born in Dunmore and graduated from St. Paul High School in 1963. He received bachelor and MBA degrees from University of Scranton. Began his professional career in New York City with Pete Marwick Mitchell and Company. And after he became a CPA, he returned to Scranton and joined what was then known as Perenni Randolph on his 30th birthday. He eventually became a partner in that firm, now known as Baker Tilly. 33 years with them. After retirement, he joined the board of directors of Community Bank System. He served us in the 109th Infantry Regiment, Pennsylvania Army National Guard, 1967 to 1973, and retired as a specialist E5. He was also, and this is a big deal, an Eagle Scout. Former president of Northeast Pennsylvania Council Boy Scouts of America, recipient of the Silver Beaver Award for distinguished service to that council. He loved baseball and he attended games in 56 different major league stadiums. He was a golfer and one of the founding members of the Glenmora National Golf Club. Jim loved to travel. And man, I always told he and his wife Nancy, I travel vicariously through you. They visited all 50 states, 73 countries. Active member of St. Paul Church, Scranton. He's survived by his wife of nearly 56 years, the former Nancy Ferguson. Daughters, sons, 16 beloved grandchildren, and many, many other family members. Jim Wilson, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny with increasing clouds this afternoon, 55 degrees. It's 45 outside the studios right now. Tonight, cloudy with rain, low 45. Thursday, cloudy and windy with rain, heavy at times, 53. Friday, cloudy and windy with breaks of sun and a chance of showers, 50 degrees. Bobby Helms, this date 1957. We're not pushing Christmas yet. Not here. I don't even touch it till after Thanksgiving. But he recorded his Christmas classic, Jingle Bell Rock, at Bradley Philman Recording Studios, Nashville, Tennessee, this date 1957. And man, does that song have staying power, huh? Well, and that before that was your phony governor, Shapiro. And it's in, hey, some people are going to get really screwed, but this is our leverage. Thanks, Governor Shapiro. Because he's doing it here in Pennsylvania, too. The only place that has been shut down longer and operating without a budget longer than the federal government is Pennsylvania. Because that phony's in charge. Well, a real person is running for mayor. He can save us from the mayor many names and her insanity. Like $30 million for bike lanes and stop signs, which the three blind mice approved last night at city council. I'm going to go into that a little later, I hope. because my old friend, Councilman King, was up to his same lying, disgusting insanity last night, talking about how great a job he did along with the mayor. Ugh. We got to change the city, guys. We've got to save Scranton. It's going to affect all of you. And the guy that I know can do it, Gene Barrett, running as an independent for mayor here in Scranton. Gene, how are you?
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Well,
but let me just quickly. I had sent a note to Kevin Wilson some time ago. Don't expect any money from the inheritances from your parents because the travel was just had to drain them.
They were so great, the Wilsons. I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but I mean, you're speaking, as you well know, to a veteran and the proud son of a multi-decorated veteran, as you covered it a while ago on your show. My father, wounded three times in the Ardennes in Germany and Luxembourg and so on. So, but anyway, I honor Kevin Wilson and his family, a great family, great family.
The best. Yeah. So, Gene, thank you for running for mayor, first of all. And
thank you.
Let's talk about the campaign. How is that going? Well, what are you going to do? This is the last weekend. It's hard to believe.
It's going very well, but it's difficult because, you know, as everyone knows, the mayor was absent for probably 3 years setting up this national network for her run for Congress because you know, she truly does not want to be the mayor of the city of Scranton. She wants to be in Congress, and that's unfortunate for the voters that continue to support her because they're going to be wasting their vote. You take these opportunities. She's taking these opportunities. Let's say the pool, Naog Park pool. You know where I live. I'm right across the street from the park. That pool is roughly 50% complete, maybe. All right, that's it. And it's timed, right now it's timed to be open, geez, just a coincidence, for the late spring of 2026. Geez, I don't know why that is, but that's that's the timing. So the netting came off City Hall, they're painting crosswalks, they're putting in flashing stop signs.
They're painting crosswalks over potholes.
I have it
in my neighborhood. It's insane.
Yeah, these are normal, mundane, routine services that the quality of life issues that the city and its residents should have been afforded that opportunity over the last several years. So, but now all of a sudden, after 3 years, just about setting up the national congressional run, she's decided to at the right time seize the opportunity to show the people in Scranton that of all the things that she's doing, but hopefully they see through that that charade.
Well, all right, you've got these few more days to convince everyone or enough people. Tell me, what do you want to do for the city?
Well, number one, I want to hire people like she, based on merit. But I don't want to hire people based on merit and then have those same people that supposedly have the qualification and turn around and spend hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on consultants to do a job that she said they were qualified for. So that's one of the things where there's a great opportunity. There was a stormwater management report that was relatively fresh when the mayor took office. They totally ignored it and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on consultants mimicking basically the same report.
And I'll guarantee those consultants are contributing to her mayoral campaign and her congressional campaign. Guaranteed.
Yes. I mean, when you see the report, you see where the funds are coming from. And she has that ability to raise a lot of money. She's being supported on the national level. And that from a financing standpoint, running a campaign, that's difficult to keep up with. But I think we have been... we've had tremendous momentum over the last several weeks, especially once she finally fessed up and told the public what her true intentions were. And hopefully, they see through that. But there's an opportunity, too, that instead of hindering businesses to help them, streamlining the permitting process. Almost all of the major developers, especially the ones in the Central Business District that I've talked to, are not pleased with their involvement with the city in attempting to get their projects through. And so that's another area that needs to be, you know, looked at very, very, very closely. Certainly the roads and better use of coordinating everything with the utilities. There's economies there that even under you know, relatively easy pave cuts, and if there's a number of them on one street and they've got to do some paving, well, you come in and you say, look, you know what, we'll pay for half and we'll get the street paved at the same time. So there's greater economies there that I think that could be realized that aren't being realized.
And Gene, I've been pointing out to people, when there's construction work to be done, infrastructure work to be done under the streets, that's the prime opportunity to have the paving of that street subsidized by the utility. And we're not doing it. It's insane.
No, we're not doing it. And I think that when the water company comes up with the rate increase, I think there could be some opportunity there to work with the PUC and the water company, let's say, and the gas company, and saying, okay, you know what, if they're going to make this improvement, what can they do in addition to us to help us with stormwater, to help us with reconstruction of streets that are fairly close by to where the utility has the planned construction and so on. So, but one must think, or, you know, maybe people in our circle think this way, but when I look back, or I look at Mayor Cognetti's opportunity, she had a president, she had a vice president, she had a senior United States senator, she had a multi-year elected congressman, she had a governor, Democratic governor in Harrisburg, and typically someone that would have that kind of resources would have done far more from a financial standpoint, bringing financial resources back to the city. And all she did was rely totally on the funds that were passed under the COVID situation, which every city in America got that same pro-rata
share. We got nothing extra.
and as people would hopefully recall, when Joe McDade was there as second ranking Republican on the Appropriations Committee, when he sat down and they cut up that pie, Mr. McDade, Congressman McDade, made darn sure that Northeastern Pennsylvania got more than their fair share.
Yes, that's the whole point.
That's the whole point.
And Paige Cognetti and Gaughan named a street and an expressway after him and got nothing but a photo op.
In my history, I've never seen such a unique experience that a mayor had and blew it, and could have used all of those resources to help us get a lot of things done here in Scranton. And but you know, at the same time, I mean, she wasn't really watching the store, because her main effort and goal was to set up this national network for her campaign to run for Congress. And all one has to do is look at her 57-page finance report, as opposed to the 13-page finance report of her Democratic opponent in this past primary, and it just jumps right off the page.
Yeah, crazy.
Excuse the French expression.
I just hate to be used, and as a Scranton resident, we're being used. Gene Barrett, thank you as always. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Stay safe, stay strong on the campaign trail. And we're rooting for you, man. We're rooting for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you. All right. Gene Barrett, mayor, candidate, City of Scranton. We'll be back.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.